The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Well, now we continue our series Boxed with the host of Screen Time, John Fardy. Good morning, John.
Morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, you've chosen Gavin and Stacey. When I mentioned this to one of my team, she said, "Oh, I love Gavin and Stacey." Mind you, I hate James Corden. What has that poor man done?
Well, I'll tell you what he's done. He's made one of the greatest British sitcoms of ever in Gavin and Stacey. But he's become very kind of, I don't know, he has this false humility thing on that late night show he presents. Oh, I'm just this tubby guy from England. I can't believe I'm so famous. And it just feels like people aren't buying it. And I actually think a lot of people have that reaction. The only place I can actually stand James Corden is actually in Gavin and Stacey, because, not to get off topic, but he's gone in a different direction that isn't pleasing to a lot of people.
All right,
so
now,
your colleague is right.
Tell me about Gavin and Stacey, because he is one of the creators and one of the stars. But he's not Gavin or Stacey.
No, he's Smithy, and he's a great comic creation. In a way, Gavin and Stacey is probably tapping into something like the Royal Family or Only Fools and Horses, or it's a traditional sitcom, albeit with some very modern elements. At the centre of it, you have the aforementioned Gavin and Stacey. Gavin is a guy working in Essex, and he starts to fall in love over the phone with the aforementioned Stacey, and they meet on a blind date, and they fall in love. They're already in love, really, when they meet. And so it's a love story, and a lovely love story, but it's very true to life in that both Gavin and Stacey bring their extended families with them, their best mate in the form of Smithy, but also their overbearing parents. Stacey is from Wales in a place called Billericay. Her mum is widowed from an early age, and she has this glorious uncle played by Robert Brydon called Uncle Bryn, and he's just a glorious comic creation. And her best friend is by the other co-writer, Ruth Jones, who plays Nessa, and she again is a wonderful comic creation. Some people see her as a feminist icon. So it's really a love story with two families coming together, but it's like the opposite of Romeo and Juliet, like the Montagues and the Capulets. Yeah. It's heartwarming.
There's loads of clips you could have picked, but tell us about the first one.
Yeah, well, Smithy is the greatest comic creation, and alongside Nessa, I would say. And he just has a wry take on the world. And, you know, here's a clip of him explaining why he doesn't want to share his Chinese food.
Well, we're getting an Indian. What do you fancy?
Chicken boner, lamb boner, prawn boner, mushroom rice, bag of chips, key banana, 9 poppadoms.
Then we're just going to stick it on the table, you know.
Whoa, right. Okay. What is it about a group of people ordering an Indian or a Chinese or something that is somehow unexpectable to eat your own food that you order yourself? Like, why do we have to... Why are we all just...
Well, because it's nice.
No, it's not. Not for me. Because I can guarantee someone, probably Stacey, will have ordered a korma. Am I wrong? Mick, am I wrong?
No, she has, actually.
Exactly, right? And in my book, a korma is pointless. It's futile. I won't touch it. But I can guarantee that Pete's already eyeing up my boonas. Am I wrong? Pete, have you thought about my boonas?
Well, yes.
Right, but they're my boonas. You want a boona? Order a boona. That's why I've ordered two boonas.
Three, actually.
No, I'm had enough of it. It was the same last week. I went for a Chinese with Chinese's missus. They're all dipping into mine going, oh, yours is really nice. I'm like, yes, it is. That's why I ordered it. In fact, forget it. I want no part of it. I'll order my own. I'll eat it in the car. I'm out.
And we all know that feeling. You know, the person who doesn't order chips and
steals
it's yours.
Oh,
it happens all the time.
By the way, it was Indian food, not Chinese. My apologies.
Well, you're forgiven for your lack of gastronomic expertise. Now, the show started on BBC Three and then graduated.
Yeah, and that's happened a few times. It's almost like the BBC aren't sure about stuff, so they're like, let's give it a go on BBC Three, and then it just went gangbusters. What I love about it is, I've spoken to you sometimes about shows that are a slow build, that, you know, you have to, you know, like Breaking Bad, you know, it takes 6 or 7 episodes, and people go, well, that's not really a great TV show if it takes that long. Gavin and Stacey, people fell for it hook, line, and sinker in the very first episode, because it began with this blind date, and you had the meeting essentially at the start of the show when the families slowly coming together, all in episode one, and people fell for it straight away. And the BBC saw the viewing figures and said, hang on, let's get this mainstream. And then it, you know, it was, there's only technically 21 episodes. There are three series, and in between season two and bookending season three are two Christmas specials. And they are two of the greatest Christmas specials ever made, because they move the story along and they are of the whole show. And I kid you not, I'm not just using hyperbole for the purposes of radio. Every Christmas, the night me and my wife put up the Christmas tree and the kids have gone to bed, we watch the first Gavin and Stacey Christmas special, because it is the most Christmas-infused piece of TV I've ever seen. There's Mint Baileys, all that good Christmassy stuff.
Now, you have another clip as well. You better explain this one.
Yeah, so Uncle Bryn, Rob Brydon, is just glorious. He's a lonely man who adores his niece, Stacey. Her father died, his brother, very young. And that's the thing about Gavin and Stacey. There's a huge amount of heart in it. It's not just comedy. You root for this couple. You root for Smithy and Nessa. You root for Uncle Bryn, really. But he's also hilariously funny. And he thinks he's going to help Stacey prepare for an interview. Him and Stacey's mother going to help her prepare for an interview. But he takes it terribly serious, as he does most things. Take a listen to this.
Now, I see from your CV that you recently returned to the area. What made you go in the first place?
Well, what it was, I married a boy from Essex and we moved up there, but he got a job down here, so we moved back.
So are you prone to changing your mind?
No, I just wanted to...
Because we want someone who's committed. We want someone who's prepared to give 100%.
I am committed.
What about relationships? Are you committed to them?
Yes, I'm married.
Well, a little birdie told me you were engaged 5 times before you met your current husband.
Well, they wouldn't say that in an interview, Uncle Bryn.
Who wouldn't?
Who's Uncle Bryn?
Oh, Mum, tell him.
Look at her, calling for a mother at the first sign of trouble. You are generation, make me sick. You flounce in here and expect it all to be handed to you on a plate. Well, I'll tell you what, little Miss Five Engagements. I love this company with all of my heart, and I will not stand by and see it treated in the same way you treated Leighton and Howell, the other two, even Ahmed. I've seen it built from nothing. Do not presume to think you can raise it to the ground.
Mr. McPartland.
No, Sandra, this is something I feel very strongly about. Mrs. Shipman, I'm afraid you're not what we're looking for. Good day. Good day, Mrs. Shipman!
Talk about taking role-playing to an extreme and using knowledge that he should not have. It's very, very, very funny. Anyway, it's available, presumably, as a box set, wherever you get your stuff.
Absolutely. It's on Amazon Prime at the moment, all series. So do yourself a favour. It's only 21 episodes. It's very easy to digest. By the way, I did say she was from Billericay. Billericay is actually in Essex. I meant Stacey was from Wales. Gavin is from Billericay in Essex. Just all an important clarification.
Now, screen time this week, what have you got?
Yeah, we're lots of new TV shows and new movies out, so we have all those reviews. And an Irishman called Wayne Byrne has written a fantastic book for Halloween, I guess, all about the Nightmare on Elm Street movies. A really interesting thing about what was going on in those movies. So lots of Halloween-themed fun on screen time this week.
Okay, on air 6 to 7 on Saturdays and available as a podcast Fridays from 5. And it's presenter John Fardy. Thank you very much for joining us.